welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line is Mr. Angel Sanchez, and he's a proud conservative, and we're having a dialogue about what that means. And you know, before we went to break, we had, for those who may be just joining us, Angel was running off a whole litany of things about how great it is to be an American and, you know, his family's successes in this country and all of those things that you hear conservatives, even those who struggle in the society, want to, talk about. And I'm challenging him on some of those things. So I'm first honored, man, that you have decided to join the conversation, and I'm going to be respectful to you, but I'm certainly not going to allow things that you say, like other conservatives, that go unchallenged. I am going to do everything within my power to challenge things that I think are part of the reason that we have the problems we are dealing with in this society right now, because many who call themselves conservatives aren't willing to be honest and forthright about issues pertaining to people who struggle in this society. Before we went to break, I was asking you, as a person of color, who sees that Latino people are catching hell in this society, many of them at the borders and everywhere else, and yet you talk about the greatness and all of those things. You say what, sir?
Well, there are a lot of great things happening. You know, ever since I can remember, back when I was a child, maybe in the late 70s, I still remember back then people coming. Family relatives of mine, yes, some of them came here illegally, most of them, but here I am, over 45 years later, and we still haven't, the country as a whole, we still haven't solved the immigration problem. Right now we have open borders, but the reality is, don't you think in this lifetime by now something would have been done to really kind of take care of that?
No, why would I think that as a black man of 68, soon to be 68 years of age, who lived through the civil rights struggle and who knows the history of it, why would I somehow think that that is magically going to be taken care of, when at the root of it is racism and bigotry? Why would I think that that's going to be taken care of? It won't be taken care of unless it's challenged by people who are being discriminated against.
Well, let me say, I'm a minority, too. So
I know that. I mean,
I've lived a full life and lived all over the state and traveled,
hey Angel,
all over the country.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Latinos who are not getting a fair shake in the society. Why aren't you talking about that? You're a conservative.
First of all, I'm not running for Congress or anything like that.
You don't have to run for Congress. It's because it's the right thing to do. And see, that's the problem. Conservatives won't ever do what's right. They're going to talk about them, me, I. You know, there's somebody in a society bigger than me and I. And so when we talk about this country and we talk about the successes of it and then fail to talk about the failures of it, you're an educated guy. You say your family and all those things. Are you unaware of what's happening in this country? Are you unaware of the challenges even in suburban enclaves? I, on day before yesterday, had
you had a teacher on.
No, he wasn't a teacher. His name is Alan Borsig from Marquette University, a professor, but he also writes about education in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And I got him to, hey, be right. You can do all that writing that you want to about how bad MPS is, but if you're not talking about things that impugn and happen to children before they come to the school system, and then blame that on the school system itself. And I got him to back up on that, because it's easy to make the statements that he and you and others make when you won't be honest to talk about what is happening in the neighborhoods where those children live. You didn't even
mention
that.
Well, I know that there's a lot. It happens. People have been killed right in front of my own home, and I've been here for over 20 years. My own cousin was killed walking down the middle.
But
had parent-teacher conference in the MPS, it's usually about 4 out of 10 parents that show up. That's been my experience. And you know what's ironic? The parents that show up, generally it's the good kids that are doing well.
You know, man,
what's the irony in that?
You talked about all your education. You talked about having been a pilot trickster. Elected official. You talked about all these other things, business owner, you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. All those things are great individually. But none of those things move the needle anywhere when we talk about what we need to do to impact and make this a better society. You know, and so part of what is wrong is the fact that we've had pilot tricksters on the state level who have not done what's right by this city, and especially by people of color in this city. You know, so I, to be quite frank with you, I expected a conversation that was more rooted in reason than one that is just about really platitudes, man, you know.
Well, let me say this, that everyone wants higher wages. Employers want to come to Milwaukee, but they don't come to Milwaukee because of the high crime rate. They don't come to Milwaukee because there isn't a lot of political support.
Hey, let me say this to you, man, because that again, are talking points of conservatives. Employers don't come to Milwaukee because of the crime rate. Are you telling me then that there haven't been any new employers that have come into the city of Milwaukee in the last 30 years? Because I would say you are absolutely incorrect. Because the increased crime rate has been going on for a long, long time. You know, let's stop talking that's the reason, you know.
Well, I'm referring to new businesses, new business proposals, stacked against existing businesses that are leaving the city. And when you talk about businesses, no one really ever wants to talk about, like, all the business proposals that are declined. I mean, I know firsthand of a lot of business proposals that sat on a table for 10 years before they ever came to fruition and had the political support
The question would be why? Why would they be denied in a time when businesses are needed? Politics.
Like I said, right. So if you have a council or if you have a climate of people that aren't willing to take a chance, or there's enough neighborhood objections where people don't believe in a proposal or something, they get declined. And there goes tax dollars, construction dollars, jobs, everything.
Let me do this. Hang on, man. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
TT from Milwaukee.
Hey, TT, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl. I just want to thank you, first of all, for having, you know, guest speakers like Angel on your program. That's something we do not see in so-called conservative right-wing propaganda radio that we have here in Milwaukee. Anyways, Angel, let me ask you a question. Let's say you have a severely emotionally disturbed child who wants to enroll in a private voucher school. Do you think that voucher school would accept that child? And this child has an IEP, and he has an aide that goes along with him. Do you think that voucher school would accept him?
If they're geared up to help that student, they should. If they need to expand their programs to help,
hey Angel,
like
the
that,
answer is no. The answer is no.
The answer is no. And you talk about the cost of voucher schools are less than public schools. The reason that is so, because public schools accept everyone.
Yeah, and they pay a union wage to their teachers.
Right. and you talk to the teachers in those voucher schools, they're not getting a living wage. Those teachers are not being paid well at all. And
well,
there
let me,
are
let me
voucher
say this.
Schools.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Angel.
Let me say this, that I, again, I understand exactly where you're coming from, and that's something that needs to be worked on. But when you look at proficiency rates, that's pretty clear. Let me say something else. When you look at, like, from a fiscal standpoint of what it's causing, what's going to happen when the city goes bankrupt for all these people in the MPS that are on pension?
Angel, hang on a minute.
Let me just finish. Let me say one more thing.
You are deflecting.
Let me just ask you this.
Typical conservative, you are deflecting. Answer the question.
And former politrickster.
I did answer the question. I did answer. I said yes, if the service is available, that they should be accepted.
Yeah, but then why do you spout out that voucher schools are less expensive than public schools without giving the evidence for that? You cannot back up your statement.
I gave you the comparison. Madison, Wisconsin was a comparison I made. I didn't say Kenosha, Green Bay, or Racine. What I read upon was in Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, so
exactly what I said.
But
well, let me say this. I think that most people, when you look at the results of proficiency, the fact of the matter is the MPS, again, over 90%, they're not proficient in reading and math. Secondly, you know, one thing I wanted to know as a taxpayer, let me finish. Let me just finish. One thing I wanted to know, and a lot of my friends, like I said, have been faculty members, and there seems to be a code of silence that no one talks about what really goes on in the school system. An example, does anyone know the amount of money in lawsuit settlements the MPS pays out annually? Now, I know that the Milwaukee
Let me say this, man. Who cares? Do you know how much in money in lawsuits that the police, that the city of Milwaukee residents pay for police misconduct? Do you?
It's between, $5 and $7 million, sometimes more.
Okay, so.
Annually.
So, okay, but I'm not hearing you say that. You know, to cherry pick.
Well, you just asked me.
Well, but you're cherry picking, man. You know, but that's what conservatives do. You know.
Let me say, if anyone
listen, we gotta go to break. Hang on, Angel, hang on. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.